Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation on what was supposed to be last night a conversation about Israel. Somehow, it turned into a conversation about Ukraine. And the President of the United States of America tried to Jedi mind trick you into believing that you must support the war in Ukraine. And if you don't, you somehow do not support the people in Israel. I'm not joking. You may not have watched this last night, and I'm going to give you some highlights, but I want to go over some of the big takeaways. What you had from the president is you had a speech that was filled with rhetoric that dealt with the issue of Ukraine and did not deal with what's happening in Israel, where there's a war going on. You have unrest in the West Bank now. And Joe Biden giving a rare, and this is the part that's most troubling to me, a rare Oval Office address that began with a clear condemnation of Hamas terror. And that's good. I'm glad that happened. Then he quickly shifted the focus to the political narrative and this narrative that you have to stand with the President of the United States of America, and you have to stand with him on the issue of hostages, and you have to stand with him with the issue of Ukraine, because they're somehow all interconnected and intertwined. We had a president that was sitting there talking about, for example, the American hostages. And he said, yes, we have to come together. And we've got to do everything we can to bring your loved ones home. That's how he described it. Here's the president in his own words.
Oval Office and the President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We're facing an inflection point in history. One of those moments where the decisions we make today are going to determine the future for decades to come. That's what I'd like to talk with you about tonight. You know, early this morning, I returned from Israel. They tell me I'm the first American president to travel there during a war. I met with the prime minister and members of his cabinet. And most movingly, I met with Israelis who had personally lived through horrific horror of the attack by Hamas on the 7th of October. More than 1,300 people slaughtered in Israel, including at least 32 American citizens. Scores of innocents, from infants to the elderly grandparents, Israelis, Americans, taken hostage. As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home. As president, there is no higher priority for me than the safety of Americans held hostage. The terrorist group Hamas unleashed pure, unadulterated evil in the world. But sadly, the Jewish people know perhaps better than anyone that there is no limit to the depravity of people when they want to inflict pain on others. In Israel, I saw people who are strong, determined, resilient, and also angry, in shock, and in deep, deep pain. I also spoke with President Abbas, the Palestinian Authority, and reiterated the United States.
You hear him, and the way he started and the tone that he started was great. It really was. I was glad to see a president say that. So the question then becomes, well, then why did his speech turn into a speech about having funding for Israel and Ukraine at the same time? He also referred to that as an investment. An investment? Why am I investing in Ukraine? Take a listen.
It is less war when connected. It benefits the people, it would benefit the people of the Middle East, and would benefit us. American leadership is what holds the world together. American alliances will keep us, America, safe. American values are what make us a partner that other nations want to work with. To put all that at risk, if we walk away from Ukraine, if we turn our backs on Israel, it's just not worth it. That's why tomorrow I'm going to send to Congress an urgent budget request to fund America's national security needs, to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine. Is a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations. Help us keep American troops out of harm's way. Help us build a world that is safer, more peaceful, more prosperous for our children and grandchildren. In Israel, we must make sure that they have what they need to protect their people today and always. The security package I'm sending to Congress and asking Congress to do is an unprecedented commitment to Israel's security that will sharpen Israel's qualitative military edge, which we've committed to, the qualitative military edge. We're going to make sure Iron Dome continues to guard the skies over Israel. We're going to make sure other hostile actors in the region know that Israel.
Well, let me just hit pause there. He goes back into Israel, and the part that really concerns me is that we have a president of the United States of America now that's obsessed with sending billions to Ukraine and knows that it's, or at least his team knows, hey, it's wavering, right? The American people are not all about this support Ukraine and just blow our money in Ukraine aspect. That part is now clear. And so now the president's like, okay, I have an opportunity here. I know the American people support Israel. So let me tie the funding to Israel, and then I get the unlimited paycheck that I can then ship over to Ukraine. These issues should be separated. They should not be voted on at the same exact time in the same exact funding bill. They should be separate. You should be able to pass Ukraine funding on its own merit and funding for Israel on its own. Combining the two together means you're taking one foreign policy issue that has nothing to do with the other. And to be clear, what happened with Israel has nothing to do with what is happening in Ukraine. And yet the president took this Oval Office address Thursday night to begin to directly connect the two so that he can get what he wants. This address was not about Israel last night. The address was actually about Ukraine. And that should concern every American. Why are you doing this, Mr. President?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The President of the United States of America should have been able to go on TV and should have been able to say to the American people, first and foremost, going to do whatever it takes with Israel to protect and defend Israel against these butchers, these jihadists. Okay, that is something that should have been real simple. The president did not do that. What he said was, is we must continue to fund Israel and Ukraine. He tried to connect Israel and Ukraine in order to suggest, and this is incredibly insulting to us, because we're the taxpayers, okay? You go to work, you pay your taxes, he's spending your money. It is incredibly insulting to not only my intelligence, and this has nothing to do with a Republican or Democrat, okay? This has to do with honesty and transparency. It is incredibly insulting to me to suggest that as an American, that if and only if I support Israel's war for its own survival, that then I must support resources being sent to Ukraine. The idea that my unwavering support for Israel means that therefore I must have unwavering support for the war in Ukraine is also a lie. My tax dollars do not have to go to Ukraine to fund Israel. They're separate issues. This is like going to buy a house and you get there and they go, oh, well, you know, if you're going to buy this house, you also have to buy all the furniture. No, I don't. Oh, yeah. And oh, by the way, if you buy this house, you also have to inherit all of the bills that come with this house. You can't shop for your own internet. You can't shop for your own, you know, service to cover the house when it comes to the alarm system. You've got to cover the contracts that we have on home maintenance and lawn maintenance. No, no, I don't. That's not how this works. Well, no, no, you do. Oh, and by the way, you have to buy the cars and inherit the car notes of the two cars that are in the driveway. I have my own cars. I don't have to do that. No, no, no. You do if you buy this house. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. It's all everything. They're not the same thing. And I wish I had a better analogy than that. But that's an example of how absurd this is. Imagine going to closing for a house. And at the last minute, they're like, by the way, you're not a real homeowner unless you do all these same things at the exact same time. You're like, no, I'm just buying the house. I'm not buying their furniture. I'm not buying on their debt. I'm not buying their car notes. I'm not buying all of their maintenance and their lawn care and their pool service and everything else. I'm not doing it. I'm going to do that. I don't have to do that. That's not what I'm doing here. I'm just here to buy the house. They're like, no, no, no. You don't understand. You have to do both. If you don't do this, you don't do the other. They're one and the same. No, they're not. Imagine if you went to buy a house. Maybe it's a better example. And they say, oh, by the way, the same people that own this house have a lake house that's 4 hours away. When you close on this house, you got to buy the lake house too. No, I don't. They're not the same thing. No, no, no. That property in the lake house is basically this house. And so you're going to have to buy both of them at the exact same time. So go ahead and spend more of your money to buy it at something else that's totally unrelated to this property. You would walk from the table. Well, that is exactly what the President of the United States of America has just done. He tried to use the horrific tragedy and this terrorist attack in Israel to then force you into submission so that you as an American will be forced to support limitless taxpayer resources being sent to Ukraine, not to Israel, but to Ukraine. And then what happens to that money? That money is making a bunch of pit stops and bank accounts of U.S. defense contractors and other shady bad actors around the world. President of the United States of America, went on TV and is now trying to hold you hostage with, if you support Israel, you have to then support my project, which is Ukraine. He ended up saying nothing newsworthy about Israel or Hamas, yet he received massive amounts, we received massive amounts of propaganda about Ukraine funding. They're using what happened in Israel as an opportunity to keep funding a war with no end in sight that we shouldn't be involved in Ukraine. From the Oval Office, no less. He's using anti-Semitism. He's using, which also makes me very angry, the American hostages to his advantage now. He's saying this is an opportunity. Hey, I'm all about getting these American hostages out, and I know you are too, right? That's what the president says. So if you want to help us do that, tell Congress to pass a spending bill that deals with Ukraine that has nothing to do with the American hostages. And if you don't, well, then it's your fault. There's blood on your hands that we didn't get the hostages out. Now, look, we all know that Joe Biden's a little stupid. We know that Joe Biden has clearly got a major cognitive decline. But the people that wrote that speech, they know exactly what they're doing. The people that wrote that speech knew that they had a moment here where they may be able to get two things they desperately want. Two things they desperately want at the same time. They want a big slush fund of unlimited funding, and they want to have some of it, keyword, some of it go to Israel to justify the funding in your mind while really taking the bulk of it and giving it to defense contractors and lobbyists and shady individuals that are involved in Ukraine. And the amount of money that's going to Ukraine oligarchs is unbelievable. The amount of money that's not making it to the battlefield. The amount of money that is disappearing into these coffers. You know, we're sending the money over there. You may not realize how simple this has become now. I was talking literally last night during this speech with someone that does lobbying in the defense contracting world. And I have a lot of respect for this person because he's honest about his job. His job is to get defense contracts. And he said to me, he said, what's amazing about this funding? We send $1 billion over to Ukraine. They then start taking like a commission off that billion that goes to the Russian oligarchs. Then the money's immediately coming right back to America. And then it's going to buy things from defense contractors, you know, these companies. And then that's being shipped back after there's been a markup back to Ukraine. So all we're doing is having the money go from the United States taxpayers' bank account. Actually, we're borrowing the money. Then it goes in our bank account. Then we're sending it to the banks in Ukraine. Then that money's getting shuffled around. People are taking their cuts, and it's coming back to American contractors who are then using that money that's been reduced down by 20, 30, 40, 50, 60%. And then we're buying weapons at a higher price than what America could buy those weapons for directly. Do you understand that this is nothing more than a money laundering scheme? We're not helping Ukraine. We're helping people in Ukraine get rich. And American defense contractors and lobbyists are getting rich at the same time. And that's why you have a president that is trying to tell you that Ukraine and Israel are the same when Ukraine and Israel are not the same and they have nothing to do with one another. I'll say it again. They have nothing to do with one another.
All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now. Keep your same phone or upgrade to a new one, and their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Let me also just give you reasons why Israel and Ukraine are not the same thing, so that you understand how much you're being screwed by this administration financially. I mean, all of our tax dollars, billions of dollars, are going every day to Ukraine. And it's because we got to hate it, right? Russia, and Russia's evil, and Putin's evil. And what you need to understand is they're robbing us. We have no accounting for this money. Zelensky's getting rich. The people around Zelensky are getting rich. The oligarchs of Ukraine are in Warsaw with their kids in the schools in Warsaw, and the amount of money that they are receiving into their bank accounts is financial crimes at the highest level. Okay, this is financial crimes. We have no accounting for the money we're sending over there right now, and everybody's getting paid. It's well documented, and everybody knows what's happening, and yet this president is still obsessed with sending money to Ukraine. Now, I don't know what the obsession is outside of he's probably compromised in Ukraine because of his son and Burisma and getting the guy fired in Ukraine. It may not even be just that. It could just be that the lobbyists and the defense contractors are getting so rich off of every dollar, 20 cents in the dollar, 30 cents in the dollar, 40 cents in the dollar, they're going back in the pockets of the defense contractors and the lobbyists, that they're saying, I need this war to stay going in Ukraine. Now, Israel is not Ukraine. I shouldn't have to say that, but after the president's speech to the nation last night, apparently I'm going to have to say this over and over again. Israel is not Ukraine. Israel is a much more important and much closer ally than Ukraine. It is a democracy, unlike Ukraine, and has been for far longer than Ukraine claims to be a democracy. You think things are shady in Russia? You've seen nothing until you look at Ukraine. And Ukraine is not the democracy that they even claim that it is. We have incredible amounts of intel, by the way, that comes from our cooperation with Israel that keeps us safe and innocent Americans and others safe around the world. The intelligence gathering that Israel does that they share with us and vice versa is so important. We don't have that with Ukraine. Israel helps us with counterterrorism operations and intel that keep people alive, that keep people safe, that fight terrorism around the world. Israel needs more money than Ukraine does because of where they are and because of what's happening to them and because of the defense mechanisms that they must have for their survival. I'm talking about the Iron Dome. They help keep American troops safe. That's something you can't say about what's going on in Ukraine. Israel, by the way, has taken heat because of their allegiance and alliance with America, because they're such a good ally. They have taken hits. They have lost lives. They have literally taken attacks, Scud missiles coming into Israel, because they allowed us, okay, to use their area and airspace for attacks during the Gulf War. Remember that. The U.S. needed to keep Arab allies in its wartime coalition. Remember that. And millions of Americans, Christians and Jews, love Israel. It is in our best interest that there is at least one living and breathing democracy in the Middle East, and that is Israel. That is completely different than our relationship with Ukraine. Israel has been an unbelievable steward, by the way, of our tax dollars. You look at the Holy Land, it is something worth defending and fighting for. That is different than Ukraine. It is the only safe place in the world where Jews can live. There is one place in the world, that the Jewish people can call home. There are countless Muslim countries in the world where Muslims can call home, for example. There are countless other countries of other faiths. There's only one place where Jews can say that they truly belong, and that is Israel. Yes, they're free and able to do things in other countries. Yes, they're welcomed in America. But I'm talking about if you are Jewish, Israel is your home. That's also different than Ukraine. We are fortunate to have an ally in the Middle East that's willing to go to war with us, to defend us, to protect us, and to support our interests in the Middle East. That also has nothing to do with Ukraine. Everything I just said should not have the word Ukraine in it. I would also say this. You think Russia's corrupt? You've seen nothing until you see Ukraine. Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries in the world, and Israel, by the way, is not. They're not the same. I shouldn't have to sit here the day after the president announces to the world that we need all this money and tell you that Israel and Ukraine are not the same. But he tied them together to try to get corrupt dollars going to Ukraine, or dollars going to Ukraine that are then corrupted is a better way of putting it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is all about following the money. It just is. This idea that to help Israel stave off extinction is conditional on sending another bag of goodies to Ukraine is a Ponzi scheme. It's offensive as a taxpayer. You should be offended by this. We shouldn't be tying anything to Israel funding in this aid package. An aid package to Israel should not have the word Ukraine in it. There are other issues that are more urgent than what's going on in Ukraine, and it is Israel. So why did we just have a massive Oval Office speech in prime time about a issue that is not our top priority right now, Ukraine? I'll tell you why. It's because it's the president's top priority, hooking Ukraine up with money. This is why the president of the United States of America says we've got to hold the world together, right? Funding Israel and Ukraine is a smart investment. I'm not, my tax dollars are not, an investment means I get an ROI, right? I get a return. He wants 105 billion requests for war aid, 60 billion for arming Ukraine, 14 billion for military and security assistance to Israel, 60 billion to Ukraine and only 14 billion to military and security assistance in Israel. 10 billion for humanitarian assistance, 14 billion for U.S. border security, just 14 billion for U.S. border security. He throws that in there too, trying to get you to bite on this. Hey, I'm going to spend 14, but I need, you know, 60 billion for Ukraine. You look at this aid package, way more money going to Ukraine than it's going to Israel. Way more money going to Ukraine than is going for our border security. Hey, here's a billion for border security. I need 60 billion for Ukraine. What world is he living in? But remember, he's going to tell you this is all about a smart investment. It's not.
Plus war when connected. It benefits the people, would benefit the people of the Middle East, and will benefit us. American leadership is what holds the world together. American alliances are what keep us, America, safe. American values are what make us a partner that other nations want to work with. To put all that at risk, if we walk away from Ukraine, we turn our backs on Israel, it's just not worth it. That's why tomorrow I'm going to send to Congress an urgent budget request to fund America's national security needs, to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine.
This speech should have never been about Ukraine. And if Ukraine is so important, then we should have a speech about Ukraine on its own. Why did the president not do this speech in primetime about Ukraine? Because he knew the American people would say no. So, all right, now we have something the American people care about, and that's Israel. And Joe says, hey, I want more cash for military contractors and those that can blackmail me. You look at Joe Biden. You look at Biden's cabinet, you look at Biden's people around him, they are making unbelievable amounts of money. Unbelievable amounts of money from these government contracts. There was someone that referred to the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, as Secretary of Boeing, saying he's basically the managing director of Boeing. He's a guy... you know, I mean, this is a guy that is all up in this industry. He co-founded WestEx Advisors, a boutique DC consultancy focused on advising companies on geopolitical risk and emerging opportunities. He also helped orchestrate the Russian disinformation hoax letter that got the Hunter Biden laptop from hell censored before the 2020 election. This is a guy, along with a bunch of his deep state buddies, remember his 50 friends that signed that letter telling you that the Russian or that the Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation from Russia. The same guy, Anthony Blinken, who did that is the same guy who's got all of his buddies getting massive contracts now from all this cash that the president says a quote smart investment. Anthony Blinken, by the way, loves this slush fund. Okay? Anthony Blinken is just one guy in the Biden administration, who loves the defense industry because that's where his past and his future earnings are coming from. He is going to make an incredible amount of money when he leaves the government again. He made an incredible amount of money before he came back to the government in the Biden administration. You look at this. In the Oval Office address, Joe Biden specifically called for, quote, missiles for air defense. Artillery shells, by the way, made in 12 countries. Then he said in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Texas, and much more. He then went on to suggest that it was patriotic to funnel unlimited amounts of tax dollars to this ever-expanding security state. He's not even hiding that aspect of that. By the way, look at Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He sat on the board of Raytheon. He's on the board. You don't think those guys are getting paid? So they're using the deaths of innocent men, women, children, and infants who have been beheaded by a terrorist organization, Hamas. They're using the death of Israelis and the hostages, those that are still alive and Americans, and the dead Americans and children to shake you down so that they can get their hands on money and get themselves rich. That's what the president was doing last night. It's disgusting. It is evil. It's grotesque. I'm all in favor of having a beer with any one of you and saying 5 million reasons why Vladimir Putin is bad. But I'm also not stupid enough to know that Ukraine and the people running that country aren't also just as corrupt as Vladimir Putin. Zelensky is not some amazing Mother Teresa. He's not a Winston Churchill. He's not the Iron Lady. He's not Donald Trump reincarnated in Ukraine. He is a corrupt individual who is getting rich off of the dollars that we are sending. Plain and simple. Not only is he that guy, but what's happening in Ukraine right now is even Ukraine understands it. Hey, thank goodness this war in Israel is perfect timing for us. Get us some more money. Send us some more cash. Help us get paid. All I can say is, we're all being taken advantage of. And it's in it, and the president of the United States of America should have never combined these two together and should be able to, and Congress should be able to pass funding for Ukraine separately than Israel. And if they do it together, every Republican that votes for this, you're an idiot. Every Republican that says, okay, yeah, I'll accept both as the same, you're an idiot. Israel is more important than Ukraine is to American interests. Israel is a better ally than Ukraine. Israel is a democracy. Ukraine really is not. Israel doesn't have the amount of corruption anywhere close to what Ukraine has, which is a level that is at bare minimum as corrupt as Russia, and even more so since the war broke out. Pay attention to who's getting paid. Follow the damn money. And I'll help you do it every day.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.